Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. We live in a day and age today where there are people of many religions all around us. In our nation, we have millions of people who follow Islam. We have a growing population, a number of Hindus. We have, of course, various different kinds of Christians. We have atheists. And all over the world, we have so many religions that are now closer to us through social media, through the internet, through the news. We know people more than ever before who are of various religions, and therefore it makes us uncomfortable to think of our religion being right and other religions being wrong, or some religions being better than other religions. Something just makes us feel uncomfortable about that. And I think one of the reasons is it puts a lot of pressure on us. Hey, if our religion is right and someone else's is wrong, we now have an obligation to help them see that truth. And we don't want to be in a position where we have to tell someone, hey, my religion is right and your religion is wrong. That really grinds against kind of the values of our culture. We value tolerance and respecting each other. And so it makes us feel uneasy doing that. But what I have to ask today is it true? Because no matter how uncomfortable it may make us feel to think that some religions are better than others, if it's true, we need to know that. And we are not being loving to others if we kind of hold our hands over our ears and run around saying, I'm going to ignore that some religions really are leading people down a dangerous path or a path that is harmful to them. And I'm just going to pretend that's not so. That's not helping anyone. So we need to know, is it true? And what the Bible claims is that there is one way to eternal life. The Bible itself teaches that there is one God who created the heavens and earth, that he has a righteous and good set of moral laws, a set of expectations, if you will, that are good and right for us. We break those laws. We violate his commands. And we therefore are going to be judged by God. He is right to judge us. He can't just ignore it, turn a blind eye, pretend like we're perfectly good people when we're not. There will be an accounting. There will be a judgment day. We are, the Bible says, storing up wrath for ourselves in the day of God's wrath. But this holy, righteous God also loves us and has provided a way of salvation. And that is, he sent Jesus Christ to die to pay for our sins, and he offers freely to all who will receive it through trusting in Jesus Christ a gift of righteousness so that we can live forever with God, so that we can have that wrath removed, so that when God sees us, he sees us not as people who are sinful, who need punishment, but as people who have already settled their accounts. We've already paid the price. We've already served our sentence, so to speak, through Jesus Christ making that payment on our behalf. These are all claims the Bible makes. And so any religious teaching that says that's not the truth, that says there is no judgment, or there is no God, or there are many gods, or that we don't need to trust in Jesus Christ, we can just try to be good and we'll be okay, well, they're differing with what the Bible teaches. And either the Bible's right, or they are right. They can't both be right. And so the Bible makes this truth claim that there is one right religion. Logically, it makes sense. How can one person's view of religion that there are many gods and another person's view that there is one and only one God, how can both be right at the same time? There can't be one God and many gods at the same time. That doesn't make any sense. So what the Christian message teaches and what the Bible says logically makes sense, is reasonable. I'm not even at this point saying Christianity is the true religion. I'm just saying you can't have multiple different viewpoints on these core issues all be equally correct. And the consequences are very important. If Christianity is true, we should want, if we love others, we should want everyone to know and believe the truth of Christianity and believe the gospel and believe in Jesus. If it's not correct, and there's some other religious teaching that is more in line with the truth, that gives us a pathway that is better for our future and helps us to address our problems in a more effective way, then we should want to know that. But to pretend that all religions are basically the same. That's the quote specifically I'm addressing. I began yesterday. I'm going to address that quote and some similar quotes throughout the week, that, that you know, this idea that it doesn't really matter what religion you're a part of. It might ease our conscience. It might make us not have to worry about things we don't like worrying about. But is it true, is my question. And if you reject that, if you say, you know what, no, I can't believe that only Christianity is true. It's got to be that all religions are basically the same. I just can't bring myself to think that the Christian religion or some other religion is better than all other religions. If that's your position, you're saying Christianity is wrong. You see what I'm saying? Because Christianity makes the claim that it is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so if you want to say all religions are basically the same, then you are fundamentally saying Christianity is wrong. You are saying that Christianity is not a good religion because it teaches that some religions are better than others, and you don't like that religious view. It teaches only one religion is true. Now, that doesn't mean all religions are totally wrong. I think all religions have some things they teach that are right. But what I mean is there's only one religion that's worth following, one set of principles or truths or revelation from God that is completely the truth and is what we need to know and believe. You know, if you say, well, that can't be, that it's just in Christianity, then you are saying that Christianity is not a good religion, is something that we shouldn't. So you can't get out of this, is what I'm saying. No matter what you say or try, you're going to be saying some religions are true or more true than others. So let's just be honest about these things so that we can know how to best love one another. So what I've laid out today is that if someone says all religions are basically the same, they're really not being honest about what religions teach. Religions have different goals. You know, what is the goal in Christianity? The goal of Christianity in the Christian faith is to know the one true God and spend eternity with him. And our obstacle to that is our sin and the fact that God is a holy God and must judge us. And so we have to have some way of making payment for that sin. And that is our goal. How do we get right with God? How do we remove the condemnation we should have from God so that we can have that restored eternal relationship with God? That's the goal of Christianity. The goal of other religions is very different. The goal of Hinduism, and there are many forms of Hinduism, but the goal is to live a good life so that in my next life, when I'm reincarnated, I can be in a better place and rise to a higher level. The goal of Buddhism is essentially to keep rising to a higher and higher level until you are sort of one with the universe. You become one, you cease to be an individual being, you've reconnected with the universe, which is itself God in a sense, you know, the whole universe. You know, so these are very different goals of, you know, what is the objective of life? And therefore, how do we achieve the objective is very different. In Christianity, it's by believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior of your life. For Hinduism and Buddhism, it's going to be perhaps meditation. It's going to be being kind to others. Now, you know, so both teach be kind to others. You know, you can find teaching to love others in Christianity. You can find teaching to love others in Hinduism. But that's not the essence of the faith. You know, that's just one part of the faith. That's not addressing the fundamental goal. That's not the entirety of how to solve the problem. In fact, different religions are going to teach different things about how to love others. I'm going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. In other words, just because all religions generally teach love others, they can have radically different approaches on how to do that, and they can't all be right. So it's simply not true that all religions are basically the same. And I think we're disrespecting religions when we pretend that they are. And we'll continue and look at some other quotes starting tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.